At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, and I'm back with news with a bit of mun and a bit of funky butt. It's not just me. Even your favorite radio show, Prime Minister Modi's Monkey Bath, is making a comeback. It is season 2 time, though the season of hot waves continues to create havoc all around. The country is witnessing its worst ever heat wave, with four cities in North India on a record high, starting with national capital Delhi, Churu in Rajasthan, and Banda in Allahabad in Uttar Pradesh have witnessed temperatures of 48 degrees Celsius and above. It was so hot that four passengers on the Kerala Express headed home have died in Uttar Pradesh over the last 24 hours. With all this heat, obviously, water is what we need. While Mumbaikars enjoy the pre-monsoon showers and get ready for the day when the waters will rise chest high, but the rising high temperatures are also causing water wars. If you were to believe what media says, a doubt now seeded by the water minister. It is 12 June 2019, with a majority of western areas in the country reeling under drought-like conditions. Newly appointed Jal Shakti, or Water Power Minister, Gajinder Shekhawat, yesterday said India has enough water in dams and the scarcity is a false hype created by the media. Last month, the centre had issued a drought advisory to Maharashtra, Gujarat, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Tamil Nadu, asking them to use water judiciously. The advisory was issued by the Central Water Commission on the 18th of May. Well, blame the media, and one not being able to contain the media, arrest them. That is the UP model of Yogi Adityanath, running away from the power of love. In a state characterized by lawlessness, if any journalist tries to do its job, the editor says, be careful. Yogi's police may come and arrest you. And if you're thinking of a joke, stop right there. In India, making a joke or a meme can land you in jail, whereas making bombs can land you in parliament. On the day that the Supreme Court exercised its special powers to direct the immediate release of a journalist arrested by Uttar Pradesh police for objectionable tweets against Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, saying an individual's liberty was a sacrosanct and non-negotiable guarantee under the Constitution, and pulled up the state government for the glaring illegality of the arrest of journalist Prashant Kanojia. Now, another journalist at a Noida-based TV channel has been arrested, allegedly, over defamatory content against UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Now, Nation Live editor Anshul Kaushik was arrested on Monday night and remanded on a 14-day judicial custody on Tuesday on the same charges as the channel head Ishika Singh and editor Anuj Shukla. Well, during a debate on the channel on 6th June, a woman had allegedly made defamatory statements against Adityanath, and for this, the journalists have been arrested. If that wasn't enough, yesterday, one more journalist was attacked, harassed and locked up in jail in Uttar Pradesh. This time, not for speaking about some woman threatening the yogi with that dangerous weapon called love, but because he was reporting on trail derailment. Well, it's yet another attack on journalists in UP. Shamli GRP Inspector Rakesh Kumar misbehaved with the journalist on a spot to cover a train derailment story. Well, soon after, the journalist was attacked and brutally assaulted by one of the aides of Inspector Rakesh Kumar present at the spot. You can see it on video across social media very soon. The News 24 journalist was locked up in the GRP station afterwards, dubbed the attack as a retaliation for a negative story. And according to Piyush Rai, a TOI journalist on Twitter, the News 24 journalist Amit Sharma, who was detained at the GRP police station in Shamli, claims that he was beaten, stripped and the inspector Rakesh Kumar urinated in his mouth. Well, while we are on lockups and arrests and hijacking the police machinery, a special NIA court in Ahmedabad yesterday awarded life imprisonment to a Mumbai-based businessman and imposed a fine of rupees 5 crore on him for leaving a hijacked threat note on a Jet Airways plane in 2017 October. The court, a special NIA judge K.M. Dave, said the fine amount submitted by the convict, businessman Birju Sala, will be distributed among the crew members and passengers on board the affected plane. Sala was accused of creating a hijack scare by planting a threat note written in English and Urdu in the tissue paper box of the aircraft's toilet on 30th October. The pilot and co-pilot will be given rupees 1 lakh each, the flight attendants rupees 50,000 each, and 116 passengers on the flight will be given rupees 25,000 each from the fine collected from Sala, according to the court. And before we head out to international news, the one news you may want to know if you are interested in knowing about the power structure in Modi 2.0. It is that Troika, not of Jaitley, Modi and Shah, but this time South Block of Doval, Misra and Mishra. Now, Nripendra Mishra and P.K. Mishra were yesterday reappointed as Principal Secretary and Additional Principal Secretary, respectively, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi with Cabinet Minister rank. Earlier, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval was given an extension along with an upgrade from Minister of State rank to Cabinet rank. And with that, let's head to international news and let's begin with a rare Russian U-turn, especially on journalists, since that is a burning topic here in India as well. A Russian journalist has been freed after drug dealing charges against him were dropped following a public outcry. Now, Russian newspapers had rallied around freelancer Ivan Golunov. In a rare public show of support, Mr. Golunov cried as he was freed from a police station yesterday and vowed to continue his investigative journalism. The decision came after forensic, biological, fingerprinting and genetic tests. While speaking about protests, thousands of protesters and police in Hong Kong are engaged in a standoff as anger grows over plans to allow extradition to mainland China. Well, early on today, protesters, some wearing face masks and helmets, blocked key roads around government buildings. Despite widespread opposition, the government has said it will continue to push for extradition. A final vote is expected on the 20th June, where the pro-Beijing Legislative Council, or the LECCO, is expected to pass the bill. Well, that is pretty much all I have for you for today. But before I leave you for the day, drink healthily. Plastic pollution is so widespread in the environment that you may be ingesting 5 grams a week, the equivalent of eating a credit card. That's a study commissioned by the environmental charity WWF International said today. The study by Australia's University of Newcastle said the largest source of plastic ingestion was drinking water, but another major source was shellfish, which tended to be eaten whole, so the plastic in their digestive system was consumed too. So be careful of what you consume, not just the water, but also the news. That too can be very plastic. Have a lovely day ahead and stay hydrated, help a needy, hungry and thirsty. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.